Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon. January 12th. Early one morning, I stopped to watch a colony of bees. A little intimidated by the frenzied motion and intense buzzing, I reminded myself that if I didn't poke my nose into their hive, I wouldn't get stung. If I chose to maintain a safe distance from a dangerous situation, I would be fine. To me, that is exactly the lesson that detachment teaches. The choice is mine. When I sense that a situation is dangerous to my physical, mental, or spiritual well-being, I can put extra distance between myself and the situation. Sometimes this means that I don't get too emotionally involved in a problem. Sometimes I may physically leave the room or end a conversation. And sometimes I try to put spiritual space between myself and another person's alcoholism or behavior. This doesn't mean I stop loving the person, only that I acknowledge the risks to my own well-being and make choices to take care of myself. Today's reminder. Now I know how to end an argument by simply refusing to participate, to turn to my higher power for help with whatever I'm powerless to change, to say no when I mean no, and to step back from insanity rather than diving into it. Detachment is a loving gift I continue to give to myself and to others. If a man carries his own lantern, he need not fear darkness. Hasidic saying. From the book Courage to Change, copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright, Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.